Welcome to Rated PG,
where nothing we talk about is PG.
So previously, this podcast was called The Bottom Line. We had to change that up because I liked working with Greg, and Greg liked working with me. And we decided to do this stuff together. So now we call Rated PG, and the P stands for
Feel the Thrill.
And the G stands for
Greg, aka the Dark Chocolate Brother with the Crest Smile.
Today is December 25th, 2018, otherwise known as Christmas.
Christmas Day, one of my favorite holidays, and it's a lot of people's favorite holidays. The next holiday is my birthday, December 5th, the same.
So, how was your Christmas, Greg?
My Christmas was real good. My sister Janika, she came down from Cincinnati. What's up, Jen? And we just been, you know, doing family stuff. We went to my girlfriend Daniela's parents' house. They had like a Christmas Eve gathering. That was fun. Actually, previous to that, the previous day, my parents had like a little Christmas dinner party. You know, it was real cool. Everybody was there. Daniela's parents, my parents' friends. And it was fun. And yesterday, Christmas Day, or today is Christmas Day. And we just woke up and just ate. You know, because we did the opening of presents on Christmas Eve. You know, black people and Mexicans, we celebrate on Christmas Eve. That's what I've been told.
Oh, I didn't know black people celebrated on Christmas Eve. I know Mexicans do that.
I thought black people did it too. I always had.
Well, shit, I've been black my whole life, and we celebrated on December 25th my whole life.
For real? That's well, shit, I'm Haitian though, so I don't know. That's like a... We different type
That's
of black
a different
people.
Type of black. We are African black, you know.
I think it's because my mama would always work on Christmas Day. So we just say, okay, Christmas Eve is the day that we do.
Oh, okay, I see mom's just trying to get that money on Christmas
get Day. Get that Christmas money.
They pay. All right. Exactly. I ain't mad at her for that. So, you know, since it's Christmas, we're going to have a little Christmas theme show. It ain't going to be a long show tonight. It's going to be a little... intermediate, I would say.
Yeah, because I got work in the morning. I think Phil does too.
Yeah, I got plenty of stuff. I don't got to be at work till 1. I'm not tripping. But besides that, Greg, so did you get anything you wanted for Christmas that you wanted? Yeah, I don't want to hear your whole list. Just, you know, anything that you wanted.
You know what? I noticed as I got in older, there's like nothing that I want. Like, I have anything, and if I want something, I'm already going to get it. It's more like for the kids, you know. We did it for the children, you know. I got some good gifts for my parents, you know. My sister got me some, my girlfriend, of course. And her family got me a little sign, got me a Starbucks card. I was surprised. I was happy about it. I like the yogurt stuff.
Oh, okay. Like, for me, the thing about Christmas, I like to give more. I don't even like to receive anything. I don't really care to receive anything.
So you're a giver.
No, I like to give and see people happy. Like, yeah it's very, very, very fulfilling to see people happy off this, what you bought them. Or
yes, yes.
Smile.
But I'll tell you this. Today, yesterday, I got Zoe. And if everybody who knows me know who Zoe is, my little Zozo. I got her a bike. Now, the funny thing was, she was excited, and then she realized the bike didn't have training wheels because I'm planning on teaching her how to ride the bike. So once she saw that the bike didn't have training wheels, she started crying like, there's no training wheels. So she was just thinking in her head that, oh, man, I'm about to fall on this thing. But, you know, after a while, she calmed down. But I have it on video. I'm going to release that video. Once I teach her how to ride a bike, then I'm going to release that video.
That's right. That's the good thing with you, stepping up as a dad, you know.
You know, I'm doing what I got to do.
That's right, man. I had to build some toys this morning for my daughter.
Oh, he was an elf today.
Yeah, I mean, I guess building I was toys. An elf. Yeah. She was very happy today. She came out. Like, she hit the lottery on toys today. Like,
oh, yeah.
Ms. Divine. Divine had a lot of toys. She had a lot of fun. She's still up playing with them.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I was hanging out with my family today. We was watching a lot of basketball. We watched I watched all 5 games, but in different spots.
Mm-hmm.
The most intriguing game, of course,
LeBron James
and the Lakers versus the Golden State Warriors. Basically, it was a blowout. The Lakers,
they smacked them.
Lakers got smacked. I mean, no. Lakers smacked
the Warriors. They smacked them.
Which is very rare these days. Well, actually, it's not getting... Warriors don't look too good these days.
Right and now. I'm happy about that. That means, you know, LeBron and the boys, they got a chance.
LeBron and the kids, they do have a chance. Yeah. But you know what? From what I seen today when I was watching the game, I didn't get to watch the whole thing, so I'm not going to say I watched the whole thing. But from what I did see, I seen the Lakers are very long, and I think they can match up with Golden State real good.
And I hope that's a pattern that's going to be consistent all the way up to the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. But in other sports news, we got NBA playoffs. I mean, NFL playoffs. My bad. I'm sorry about that.
I'm excited.
NFL playoffs, they're going to be lit. It's going to be fun. So, Greg, if you had to pick a favorite to win the Super Bowl right now. I mean, look, I'm going to tell you something before you say New England Patriots. I'm going to tell you something before you say New England Patriots.
All
right. Better watch out for the Saints.
That is big facts. The Saints, Drew Brees is hungry out here. He's had an amazing season. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you said I had to choose a favorite. Well, since you said Saints, I'm not going to say Saints. The one I'm going to say.
Well, they're the outright favorite from Vegas and everything else. That's why I say that.
But, oh, they are? Okay.
And, you know,
well, you know what? I live in California, so I want to see Cali prosper. If I can't choose my New England Patriots, I would want to see the Rams.
Well, we have two teams. Hold on. We have two teams in L.A.
I know.
That are presently going to be in the playoffs.
True.
And the Chargers are nothing to play with. Yes. And the Rams, they both ain't nothing to play with.
So. Rivers is doing his thing, too.
Yeah.
And I feel like the move has a lot to do with it.
Well,
call me crazy.
I'm not the Chargers on the move because they didn't really move that far. They moved down the street.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know.
Bro, they moved down the street.
That's true.
Okay.
Well, San Diego ain't down the street, but I get what you mean.
No, San Diego's down the street from LA. In reality.
Yeah, but okay. That traffic.
Like the Rams, they came from St. Louis. They moved.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. That they is moved facts. For real. You're right.
So, yeah, but the playoff picture is pretty much set in the NFC. There's only one team. There's two teams competing for the last spot. We got my Eagles sitting at 8-7. And we got the Vikings sitting at 8-7-1, I think.
I don't like that tie.
No, 8-6-1. 8-6-1. Yeah, you don't like the tie?
I don't like it.
Well, guess what? That tie is saving their ass right now.
But this, I guess. I hope next year, because you know sometimes they take certain rules out
they're
of
not, the They're not taking the tie. Nah. The tie is a part of the game.
You don't think so?
But besides that fact, I'm trying to get my Eagles in the playoffs over these Vikings. So go Bears this weekend.
And the Eagles, Bears. The Bears.
Eagles need to handle their business. So, Greg, your Patriots, they're looking pretty not good, I should say.
It's okay.
It's not okay.
It's how you finish.
But, you know, they're still winning games. But
exactly.
The quarterback, Tom Brady.
They got Belichick, the legend, the GOAT, all that.
You can say all that.
I'm not sweating. They not really sweating. They probably are, but they shouldn't be. They're going to snap back.
Well, Tom Brady don't look too damn good. That's all I'm saying.
I know. I did watch that Pittsburgh game. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. But, yeah, man, we got a good NFL playoff coming up, and I know you want the Patriots to win it all.
Yes.
Me, I want my Eagles to get in and win it all. But if the Eagles don't win, I just hope Dallas loses in the first round.
Ooh. Maurice ain't going to like that.
So podcasting is real, real, like, famous in these days. Everybody got a podcast. Now even me, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Me and Greg, you know? But so Greg, like, the nigga who got me wanting to do a podcast, his name is G Moody. He run with Michael Rappaport. And I used to always listen to Michael Rappaport's podcast called I Am Rappaport. G Moody branched off on his own and did his own podcast called This, That, and the Third. And
Good title.
Yeah, he's from the Bronx, from New York.
Hey.
Now, I'll recommend his podcast to you now. But G Moody's podcast, This, That, and the Third, listen to it. It's only like 30 minutes. Quick listen, good listen. All the stuff the dude talks about. He's real New York, so I really like him.
And I love anything New York. You know, Brooklyn stand up. What's up? What's up? I'm a Cali boy though now, so I love that.
Okay, but you know, so what? Like, what are some podcasts you like, Ray?
Well,
tell me about them.
You know, it's funny. The first podcast and basically the only podcast that I do listen to, it's the rapper Noriega. And his podcast is called Drink Champs, where he brings on either old hip hop legends or newish type rappers to on his show. And they just have an interview and just talk about how they started. Just have a interview, like as in like barbershop talking, just asking how they got started in the game, you know, talk about their achievements in the rap game, and they drink alcohol, hence the name Drinks Champs. And they be getting faded on that show too.
They be getting faded, so they be getting real in there.
Yes, and they get funny. They got a lot of
funny people. That's the best thing is when you with your good people. When you with some good people,
facts,
and you having some drinks and some laughs, ain't nothing better than that. It's like that's life, you know. Like,
exactly.
It's all about enjoying life at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that podcast, I really love it because anything dealing with music, I'm all for it.
Okay.
If there's a movie about a musician, I'm gonna watch it. Like the last movie I saw about a musician, well, it was a band. It was called Bohemian Rhapsody. It was on the group named Queen. And when I mean these boys was talented as fuck. These boys was talented as fuck. I recommend people to see that. I love biopics.
You know what? I don't really like biopics.
It's biopic. I don't know. Is it biopic? Or biopics. I don't know.
It's the same. It's spelled the same way. Biopics.
You know what? If whoever listens to this, I want you to comment me or Phil and tell me or send me a message. Tell me how to pronounce it. I think it's biopic. Biopic.
Biopic. And I say biopic.
Biopic. I think my way is better or correct. Not even better. It's correct. But you know what? I don't know. That was funny. Biopic. That's what,
bro.
I'll let you live, man. This your show. You know, I'm just here. Yo, I'm just trying to get a crumb, bro. I'm out. This your show.
Well, I don't want to say all that. But, so that's the only podcast you like?
The only. That's the only one that caught my eye. Because you know what? I used to watch his interviews on The Breakfast Club. And I love The Breakfast Club. That's a New York radio station.
So, bro, you missing out on so many podcasts.
I probably am. Bro. Oh, my bad. There's another podcast. Okay. Like I said, I watched The Breakfast Club and Charlamagne Tha God. He has a podcast called Brilliant Idiots. And that show was just funny.
See, I don't listen to either one of those. No. I got to get on to those now.
You only like the sport podcast.
Like,
no.
I like all kinds.
Okay. Okay. Well,
listening to everybody.
Listen to Drink Champs. Drink Champs just had an interview with T.I. And T.I. is your favorite rapper. Well, the one you love.
Wait, okay, hold on. Shit. I got two rappers I love to death. And okay. They basically my favorite rappers. All it's right. T.I. and E-40 all day.
Okay. Now, E-40, I don't think he's... Oh, I don't know if he's had a interview yet. I think... Oh, he did! Because he spoke on the Biggie situation he had back
anything
in the day. Yes,
E-40
he did.
Anything E-40 do an interview with, I'll watch because it's hilarious.
Okay.
I love the way the brother talks.
Yes, and they speak about his
and guess what?
Lingo.
The way I say brother is because of E-40.
Wait, he says brother?
Yep, brother.
Brother? Yep. Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
E-40 is that guy, bro.
Yes, he is.
E-40 is the legend.
He was my high school playlist. The hyphy movement in 11th grade. I was out in these streets.
Hold on.
I was out in these streets.
I gotta say something. What? Okay, you were in the streets. Doing all that ghost riding the whip.
Ghost riding my mama's Sequoia. I'm sorry, mama, but we didn't crash it, so we good.
He really was.
The Sequoia just hit 100K 2 days ago, and that shit 15 years old.
All right, so check this out. So I was going to comment on E-40. You said that was your high school playlist, right?
Yes. One of the artists, but in the hyphy movement.
For me?
Yeah.
That's my 2018 playlist.
Oh, shit. You know what? E-40 gets busy. Don't get me wrong, but there's so many music out here that I don't know.
Bro, I keep it real. I listen to E-40 because all he do is speak the truth. He's not. Right now, he on real grown man shit. He's just trying to preach, you know. Shit. E-40 says...
He says, You have to say ooh.
He's the counselor. Exactly. E-40, the counselor. There listen to E-40. He's going to tell you some good stuff. He's going to tell you real street shit, I guess.
I just don't like it that he's a Warriors fan because the Warriors are there, so I know, but
he's always been a Warriors
fan. I know. No, I know. Like, the Warriors, I like them.
How come you can't like him?
Listen. Because they so good. That's really the main issue.
That's not his fault. He's always been a Warriors fan.
I know. But fuck.
E-40 was born a Warriors fan.
I know. So I'm just saying. The Warriors is they're so damn good, but right now they just got blown out by 26 points today, right? Christmas Day.
E-40 was going to the games back in 07.
I know. But I just have a feeling.
Okay, well.
That's how I feel.
That's, you know, I got to always comment on E-40. Okay, but we're going to get back to the original question was, what kind of podcast did you mess with?
And I said Drink Champ and Brilliant Idiots. Okay. Check it out. Check them both out.
And that's the only two?
Only two.
All right, well, I got to get you on. You need to get on the Michael Rapaport.
I know who Michael Rapaport is. He's the white actor. He's a loudmouth guy. He probably is funny.
Exactly. He's hilarious.
But he probably obnoxious, though. I don't know.
You probably really like him.
Because he's so loud. Nigga, chill. Probably really like him. But, you know, he's funny.
He's funny, bro. He's funny. But he be cursing a lot.
Oh, I can't have my kids when I, you know. Kids can't listen to him?
Oh, no. Michael Rapaport is...
You see, I like a kid-friendly name.
Nah.
Michael Rapaport, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's... I listen to I Am Rapaport. I listen to G Moody, this, that, and the third. The whole bunch of sports ones, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
But I listen to... one of my favorites is Jalen and Jacoby.
Yes. But I don't watch their podcast. I just watch them.
Listen to the show?
I watch the show, but they have the podcast. I watch the show.
We shouldn't have left you without a dope pod to step to.
Hey.
That's one of the things they always say. But you know what? I fell off. I stopped listening to
them. Sleeping, sir?
No, I just got bored.
Got bored?
Because they had so many fill-ins. I don't like when people have fill-ins.
Guests, whatever?
Never. I never like when people have fill-ins on the podcast.
That's funny. Why don't they just on the podcast go so they can't stop it?
If you got two hosts, you should expect to hear them every time if you want to hear them.
True.
So that's how I feel about that. You know, it's like when you have two rappers... Mm-hmm. And then one of them don't show up and you got some other fill-in. Would you be kind of mad?
Well, it depends. If the fill-in doesn't perform well, I'll be mad.
Okay, if you're going to see Drake and Wayne.
Wait a minute.
And Drake and...
Oh, shit. I'll be tight.
You don't get no Drake and you get Wayne and...
I love Wayne, though.
Okay.
But I'll be tight.
Oh, okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. Now you say it.
That's the scenario.
Oh, I get it.
So man. I don't like... You will lose me.
Facts.
And if you're cocky and arrogant about how good you are on a podcast or something or on a show, I'll stop watching it.
Well, okay.
No, I don't like that.
I feel like Michael Rapaport is a cocky motherfucker.
No, he's not. He's not.
Nah? Okay. I need to take a listen then.
He's not. He's a. He has a thing called the Sick Fuck of the Week.
I like that.
And it's about like somebody doing some
sick fuck
shit. And he has a whole bunch of segments like that. They're very, very interesting. He's a funny guy. But that's it for the podcast. You know, okay. The reason why we wanted to do a podcast is.
Because it's fun. I like talking. Anybody who knows me loves knows that I love to talk. And I like to talk about stuff, you know. I keep a conversation going. So I figured the podcast is the perfect thing for me.
And you're putting it on wax.
On wax. That's like my favorite thing to say. On wax.
It's fun. You know, you can get people coming to do the podcast with you just to do it. It's just fun. Maybe you can get some good laughs out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course you can. It just depends.
On the people that you bring up.
Yeah.
And we know some funny motherfuckers.
Yeah, man, we were supposed to have Big Steph on the show.
Big Steph, like I said on the last one.
But it didn't work.
And it could be getting on my nerve, but you know, I love that big nigga. Pause. Yeah,
exactly. But we're gonna have some guests soon. I don't know who we're gonna have some funny motherfuckers on here though. I don't know if y'all know Chingy.
Ching dog!
Chingy Singh. Shout out. Hairline floating back.
Oh, shit. I didn't say that.
Nah.
I didn't say that. Nah, Ching dog.
Hey, I don't give a damn.
You don't talk about my friend like that, okay? Chingy, you didn't hear that from me. You heard that from Phil the Thrill. So all the shots you got for him, you shoot it to him when you come on the podcast. But be a little bit respectful, even though he wasn't respectful at all. No. But you know what?
Exactly.
It's all love.
I'm giving Chingy a shout, and I want Chingy on my podcast next.
And I want my nigga Joel on that joint, man.
Yeah, shout out Joel.
Joel, he's a character. I like his mindset on certain things, you know. He could talk about this stuff. He's entertaining. He would be a good guest.
So that's what we want to do. We want to entertain you. So
yes.
If you want to get some good listens, some funny stuff, we're gonna have it on it. So shout out to all the homies. Shout out to Greg. For coming through.
My pleasure, man. My pleasure.
And we're gonna get this shit popping 2019.
Oh, and one shout out. I want to shout out to my boy AJ and April. Congrats to them, my boy. Finally, you know, did the thing. Got on that knee and proposed, man. Welcome to the soon to be married life for Phil's. I'm not married yet, but that's gonna come soon. Well, yeah. I don't know yet. But it's gonna come.
Damn, Greg.
Well, it's gonna come.
Damn, Greg.
It's in my mind.
Hey, do y'all hear this nigga over here?
Yes. I'm gonna get married. Because I wanna get married. Because, you know, something I always wanted to do. You know, I found the love of my life. Danny. My baby Danny.
So, all right then. Well, what you gonna do? You gonna buy a ring or what?
What? Well, I'm gonna eventually have to buy a ring if I'm gonna propose. What the hell do you mean? Am I gonna buy a ring? Like now is what you're asking?
Well, nigga, you sound like you ready to tomorrow,
my
bro.
My nigga AJ got me got that fever.
Look,
damn, AJ.
That shit now the pressure's on other
pressure,
niggas.
Pressure.
Because when women see other niggas getting I can't say niggas. I'm going to say other women getting proposed to.
Ooh.
They want to get proposed to.
Ooh, touch.
So all that pressure going to be on them guys. And guess what I got? No pressure.
Busy already did it, my G.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just want to say shout out to AJ and April. I can't wait when the wedding comes.
Oh, yeah. It should be a lot of fun. Shout out, bro. We're proud of you. Yes. You're doing everything right. AJ doing everything right, if y'all don't know.
Yes.
AJ's a good guy.
Yeah.
A1. But we're going to close out with that. So shout out AJ and April.